Well, there's always a danger in generalizing about cities, and there are lots of rich cities in the rich world that are doing very nicely. And the same is true of some cities in the developing world. But a common problem, particularly of those cities that were founded or expanded at the end of the 19th century or during the period that followed the Industrial Revolution, which brought an enormous migration of people from the countryside to the cities. And those cities, of course, with deindustrialization and to some extent the decline of manufacturing, have begun to suffer. And this is widely manifest in North America, for instance, in the Rust Belt of the United States. And to some extent, it's also true in Britain and other European countries. That's to say, there are quite old established cities like Chicago and Buffalo, which have seen a drift from the center of the city towards the suburbs or, at any rate, towards the periphery. And the center seems to be dying. And that is, in a way, a disturbing phenomenon for established cities, because once the center dies, then it's very hard to keep the heart of the city, quite literally, alive and beating. And there is a fear that this will happen in other places.